Hey friends, back today to talk more about Joseph. Quick recap from what we've talked about so far. Joseph, one of 12 boys, all belonging to Jacob. There was some family hostility. The brothers ended up selling their brother to slave traders. And they went back and they told their dad that a ferocious animal had gotten the best of him. And so dad's heart was broken. So we pick up the story now where Joseph is in the hands of the slave traders, but they ended up trading him or selling him to somebody else in the land of Egypt, into the household of a man named Potiphar. And Joseph became like the house servant of this guy named Potiphar. And it's really interesting how the Bible talks about this, because it says that God was with Joseph in everything that he did. And he not only blessed everything that Joseph did, but he blessed Potiphar's household through everything that Joseph did. So as soon as Joseph comes into the household and starts working, God wants to send a message that God is with Joseph. And so the way he does that is by he makes things go exceptionally well for Potiphar and his whole household, which is really, really good. And so you might start to think that, oh good, things are turning around for Joseph now. But just wait, there was somebody else in Potiphar's household, and that was Potiphar's wife. And so Joseph, you know, picture a late teenage young man who's been working in the fields. You know, he's tan, he's buff, I mean, he's good looking, And Potiphar's wife starts to notice this guy who's doing the work around the house. And then one day, Potiphar's wife comes up to this nice-looking young man and says, "My husband will never know. He'll never find out, because I'll never tell him, and I know you'll never tell him. Why don't we just go take a little break and let's go back to the bedroom and see what happens." And you know what Joseph said? He said no. And he didn't just say no. He said, "How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" Which is really significant, because it shows you how he looked at his life. He looked at his life in the context of, is God smiling at me or is God angry at me? Am I doing things that please God or that anger God? We go through life and we often want the attention of everybody else around us. We ask, do my parents love me? Do my siblings care about me? Are my friends happy with me? Are they sharing nice pictures, you know, with me? Are they inviting me to the different things? Does my boss care about me? Do my coworkers appreciate me? Do all these different people like me? And we start kind of, in a sense, performing for all these different people, making sure we are everything that we think that they want us to be. But Joseph said none of that. Joseph shows us none of that really matters. He just said, "Am I doing okay with God?" And that was his standard for how he was going to live his life. Am I doing okay with God? And you might question that as a wise, you know, whether or not that was a wise career move based on what happened next. So he says no. He says, no, that would be a sin against God. God created, you know, just husbands and wives to have sex with each other. And that's it. I mean, you know, God's not against sex. He loves the act of sex because he's the one who created it, and he just established it within a marriage relationship. He says that's the best sex of all. And Joseph understood that, and he got that. And he said, I'm not going to sin against God by helping somebody cross that line and do something that God says that they shouldn't. And so Potiphar's wife didn't take that so well. She got really upset with him. Joseph started running, you know, the opposite direction, and she grabbed a hold of his coat that he was wearing, and it came off of Joseph. As he goes off and, you know, runs away so that he can just get himself away from the temptation, which, by the way, was a very wise move. If you feel like you're being tempted by something, just run away. Just run away. Don't play around with it. Don't try to toe the line. Just get far, far away. And so Joseph does that. But now Potiphar's wife is holding the coat, and you know what she does with it? She goes to her husband and says, Do you know what that young man tried to do to me? He tried to have his way with me. He said that he wanted to take me back to the bedroom and do all sorts of whatevers. Can you imagine? I can't believe that this young man is working in our house and that you led him here." And Potiphar, even though he can see, you know, he can see that the household has been blessed, his work has just taken off because of Joseph being in there, he's not gonna upset his wife. And so you know what he does to Joseph? He throws him in prison. He throws him in prison. And so you might wonder, well, why should I be faithful to a God who allows things like that to happen? And I guess it depends on what your definition of like a good life or a successful life is. Joseph's definition of a successful life was one where God was with him. He wanted God with him. And we saw that as he was in Potiphar's household. The Bible says God was with him, and he showed that. He blessed him. Even after a very difficult stretch of being in the hands of slave traders, God was still with him, and God still took care of him, and God was still there. And then even after he got thrown in prison, that same chapter in the Bible, it says that when Joseph got thrown into prison, God was with him there too. And God started to elevate Joseph in the prison where he was given responsibility, and people started to respect him. And you can see things are starting to turn around again. And that God was with Joseph even during the hard times. And if that's your definition of a successful life, of having God with you during the good times and also during the hard times, then you know what, my friends? You actually already have a good life. When little baby Jesus was born, in the book of Matthew, it says he'll be named Emmanuel, which is an Old Testament term, a Hebrew term, which has a meaning. It's like they'll call him Emmanuel, and the name Emmanuel means very simply, God is with us. In other words, Jesus was born, little baby Jesus was born, and just as a way for God to say that I'm going to be with you. In good times and in bad times. And if that's your definition of a successful life, a good life of having God with you, you already have a good life, just like Joseph did. We'll see you tomorrow.